water. God's gonna trouble the water. Who's that yonder dressed in red? Wait in the water, children. Must be the children that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Yes. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Who's that yonder dressed in white? Wait in the water. Must be the children of the Israelites. God's gonna trouble the water. Yes! Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water, children. Wait down in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Who's that yonder dressed in white? Wait in the water, children. Must be the children of the Israelites. God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait down in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Said you don't believe I've been redeemed. Wait down in the water. Just watch the Holy Spirit walking through me. Let it go, let in the flow. Just step in the water and wait in the water. Wait down in the water. God's gonna trouble water. God's gonna trouble the 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 water.
My goodness, that was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. It's an honor to be here with you again on this beautiful Sunday in the morning. In the spirit of African tradition, I've been granted permission by the elder in our tribe, Evelyn Goodwin Tabbs, to proceed in this honoring of our ancestors. So we take a moment in silence to acknowledge our lineage, our origin, our mighty heritage. So we're going to just take a moment in silence as I pour libation. You can feel free throughout my talk to call on the names of our ancestors. I'm hoping that you're hearing me clearly. We also want to congratulate Evelyn on her 90th year of life. And we consider you Mama Evelyn always. And also congratulations to your granddaughter for passing the bar exam. She's now employed by New York State as a lawyer. This means that we love you, Evelyn, from our hearts. Thank you for being yourself. This is an excerpt from a poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our teeth and shades our eyes. The debt we pay to human guile with torn and bleeding hearts. We smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. That poem was published in 1896, yet it's still applicable. Paul Laurence Dunbar was alluding to the pretending that was mandatory for survival on the plantation, the smiles and the yes sirs and the yes ma'ams, the complete avoidance of eye contact. Slaves had to look down at the ground, focus their eyes to the ground below them so as not to be seen as disrespectful or unlawful. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the masks. Those were masks made of facial expression, smiles on demand. These masks we wear today are visible, but let's not forget who we are behind these masks. Are we still connected to life? Are we connected to each other? Are you still a spiritual warrior? When you turn off the news flashes blasting in your ear, are you still yourself? Are you still on your mission? Are you still looking out for elders and neighbors? Are you still remembering that Romans, the 8th chapter and the 37th verse, reminds you that you are not just a conqueror, you are more than a conqueror? And Proverbs 17:22 reminds us, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Are you remembering that there's great love for you here and that you are blessed beyond measure? Not blessed if, but blessed because of your divine inheritance. You are one with the God within you. Slave owners removed sections of the Bible from those who were enslaved so that the slaves wouldn't visualize or imagine themselves as being free. They didn't want to chance a runaway slave. Their primary goal was to diminish, belittle the warrior spirit of the slaves and make them feel like they weren't worthy of freedom. Slaves like Nat Turner, who was nicknamed the prophet, wore the mask by day. Slaves like Nat Turner wore the mask by day, but by night, he looked for symbols in his dreams. And he followed the symbols. He followed the inner voice. The summer of 1831, he felt the time was near and he had everything in place. He waited for the solar eclipse. And on August 21st of that year, he led a rebellion that changed the face of history for slaves everywhere. The word was out. Nat Turner left masters and overseers spinning on their heels as they tried to figure out how this man who they thought was just a God-fearing prophet on the plantation could lead a rebellion. Slaves were thought to be ignorant. They couldn't read or write for the most part. However, they managed to remember they were descendants of greatness. They remembered how significant they were on a totally different continent. As they continued to escape from plantations month after month, year after year, still holding on to and remembering their original languages and customs, they were constantly creating new ways to survive. African proverb, it's not what you are called, but what you answer to. When the workday was over and the sun melted down the sky, these resilient individuals, the first men and first women, could not be convinced that they were less than or insignificant. They would create salves for whips and bruises and wounds obtained from the overseer, medicinal herbs for the torn and bloodied hands of cotton picking. These mighty souls could be seen moving and stretching and leaping through the air to rhythms played on handmade drums and dresser drawers. It looked like they were dancing, but they were exercising a form of martial arts, which is still practiced today, capoeira, which kept bodies strong, limber, agile, and ready, just in case. They wore the mask that the slave masters trusted. It looked as though they were having a good old time, shucking and jiving and dancing as they made plans for brilliant escapes. Behind those smiles, they looked to the ground of a mighty people that was still attached to their roots. Their heritage was still there. Their culture, their pride, their souls were still present. Early in the morning, it was, "Yes, good morning, Massa. Well, surely, Massa." But at the same time, sweet potatoes were being stored up and sugar tits were being rolled up into pacifiers to keep the newborns quiet. Freshly laundered quilts hung on the line, innocently blowing in the wind, and on those quilts, symbols, codes, specific directions. The monkey wrench meant gather the tools. The wagon wheel meant pack items necessary for survival. The bear paws meant follow the bear's prints in the dirt to find water and possibly berries. Shh. Arrows and flying geese formation usually pointed in every direction, but the solid colored arrows indicated the exact direction of each specific journey. The bow tie meant bring a complete change of clothes in case you have to put on an immediate disguise. The sign of the crossroads usually indicated Cleveland, Ohio, a crossroads where you can go from one state to another and find a safe house for sure. During the humming of songs that were thought to be about sweet Jesus, steal away to Jesus, was code for getting ready to get up and get out of this place tonight. Songs like Pam just sang, "Wade in the Water," told the symbolic story of which direction to go. Harriet Tubman is the one we hear about the most, but there were many others. She was a little kinky-haired girl known as Lil Minty on the plantation. Changed her name to her mother's name, which was Harriet, which translates as ruler. Therefore, earning her the name of Black Moses. Everybody knew Harriet Tubman as Black Moses. Black Moses walked on foot to freedom. She loved freedom so much that she came back to get many of the other slaves and to help them escape to freedom. Although she had suffered a head injury as a child, she didn't use it as an excuse. She memorized directions with the map in her mind. She had to know geography, the highland, the lowland, where the safe houses were. African proverb, no water without waves. She would tell you how to get rid of your own scent by wading through swamp and rivers and streams and ponds. And if you got out of line or complained of blisters on your feet or being tired, she would turn around and point a pistol at you and say, "Dead men can't hear jaybirds talk." Oh, a people who looked down at their feet because they were told to do so by day, looked to the North Star at night. How could these people who had no books and no formal education and very little command of the English language have commanded their own faith in such a way that they did not turn back? How did they know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen? Black Moses proudly remarked, "I was the conductor of the Underground Railroad for 8 years, and I can say what most conductors can't say. I never ran my train off the track, and I never lost a passenger. Harriet and her thousands of passengers didn't know that in the year 2001, the United Nations World Conference on Racism would declare that the transatlantic slave trade and slavery was a crime against humanity. They couldn't think about future freedoms or declarations as they traveled on foot under Harriet's instructions. They had to be totally focused and present in the moment. They also had to be remembering the freedom they had once experienced. They had to be listening to the voice of fear and also to the voice of faith and determination. The faith outweighed the fear. They must have remembered the faces of the ones that were thrown overboard on that middle passage. They must have remembered the delicious aroma of beef or land mafé made from peanuts stewing in the pots. Back home, they must have remembered the rush of the Nile, where boys received their initiation into manhood. They must have heard Harriet saying, and if you ever get a chance to see Harriet in the Still I Rise exhibit in Detroit at the Charles Wright Museum, you will see a life-size version of Harriet moving in real time saying, if you hear dogs, keep going. If you see torches in the woods, keep going. If they're shouting after you, keep going. Don't ever stop. Keep going. Little Minty had prepared her whole life for this moment. She had mimicked the sounds of nature as a child, looking as if she was just a mindless child with epilepsy and narcolepsy. She was known to fall asleep out of nowhere. But now she was a woman, standing in the middle of her mission, in sync with her calling. She knew what time it was as she mimicked the sounds of owls and whippoorwills to cover the footsteps under moonlit skies. She was asked why she continued to risk her life so many times. Her reply was, I can't die but once. Behind those masks they wore daily were remarkable men and women who did not lose sight of themselves or their legacy. They traveled up the coast of freedom, remembering who they were. African proverb, knowledge without wisdom is like water in the sand. Another African proverb, sticks in a bundle are unbreakable. The ancient art of storytelling is so much of how we remember and pass things on. My father used to tell us stories before or after dinner. All he had to do was give us one of those magical segues, and he would have our full attention. When I was a little boy, I was my grandmother's eyes. And we would sit and watch him take down an ice cold drink of water or iced tea, and one of us would be brave enough to say, Daddy, what do you mean you were your grandmother's eyes? When I was a little boy, I would take my grandmother everywhere she needed to go. My great grandmother was blind, but she was one of the first entrepreneurs. In the summer, she sold ice. In the winter, she sold coal to keep the house warm. And my father collected the money and gave back the correct change. She trusted my father's vision to carry on her vision. Do you trust your vision? It's time to trust your inner vision. Your ideas, your creativity. The evidence is that even though we wear these masks, we still move forward in our own beliefs and our own inner voice. Later on in life, one evening as my father was driving home, he was on the John C. Lodge Freeway headed north, headed to the Claremont exit. And he had a diabetic episode, which caused my father to see double vision. He saw two exit ramps at the same time. He says, in that moment, he prayed that God would show him immediately, since he was on the freeway, the true exit ramp. He made it home to us that night. Thank God you made it home, Daddy. The activity of spirit is never diminished in you. Holy is your name, and blessed are you at all times and all things. Listen to the wisdom of your ancestors, your elders, and those you trust. Another proverb: eat the fish, spit out the bones. Hold on to what feeds you. If it doesn't fit, if it doesn't lift you, it's questionable. If it doesn't open up new doors of awareness, maybe it's not for you. Listen to the voice of silence, and then you can hear your own voice speaking through the silence. Stand in your power. Often when I'm in the classroom with students, I circle out a section of the classroom and I say, this is your power center. Stand on it. I would just make it out of paper. You can make one for yourself, especially during these times when we have to share our space with roommates and partners that we have to see all day, every day. Create your own power center so that you can reconnect with your roots, the roots of your spirituality. Harriet said, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if they knew they were slaves. Look how far we've come, especially over these last few months. We are still here. Hold your head up. Check your posture. Stand in your pride. Stand in your heritage. We come from cornbread and collard greens and brown gravy over rice and hand-me-downs from whoever gave them to us. You come from Florida water and down-home remedies. You come from prayers and healing hands, dreams and remedies. You come from wholeness. You come from the endless supply of love made manifest as you. Denise Tolliver Atta heard voices as a child, she confesses on her TED Talk. Not those kind of voices, but this kind of voice. I used to watch Roy Rogers and the Lone Ranger, and I was so excited because my mother was taking me to the fair. I was online, excited to ride a pony, when I heard voices behind me laughing and saying, don't you know girls don't ride ponies? I thought to myself, Roy Rogers' wife rode a horse. Or maybe they meant girls like me didn't ride ponies. But my mother brought me here, so maybe she didn't get it right this time. She stayed online, and as the line got shorter and shorter, she lost her confidence and made the decision to get off of the line. She made a decision to forego the joy and the anticipation that she had before hearing those voices behind her. She was only 8 years old at that time. Also, when she was 8 years old, she had the audacity to create her own school uniform. They could wear anything they wanted at the Catholic school she went to, but she decided to make her own uniform, a white blouse, a gray skirt, and a bright red jacket. She was so proud because red was her favorite color. However, one day after school, she went to meet her grandmother, and her grandmother pulled her to the side and said, honey, don't you know black people can't wear red? She was devastated and then claimed blue as her favorite color. But blue was not her true favorite color. What is it that causes you to doubt your own voice? A friend sends me beautiful flowers. Yesterday, she sent me a photograph of a red hibiscus plant, so unique and delicately defined in shape and color and definition. She shared with me that when she was back home as a child, they would cut off the petal of the hibiscus plant and blow gently into that petal, and it would open up like a balloon. My sister, my brother, what causes your spirit to rise up? What makes you content or joyful these days? Notice how serious we've gotten of late. So much to contemplate, so much, too much. But I still believe that going out to play is still a very necessary component. So I say to you today, run, skip, jump, dance, draw, and laugh. At least 3 times a day is what I'm subscribing for you today. It will lift you. Who's your favorite comedian that makes you holler so hard? Laughter causes the cells in your body to replenish themselves. If you're going through a health challenge or you're going through any challenge, laughter is a way to ease your spirit. Remember the ease of which we used to play? The bell would ring and we would go outside for recess. What time is your recess now? Are you zooming straight through the day? Take it easy on yourself. Say nice things about yourself. And please don't allow others to force the air out of your balloons. Another African proverb. When you speak of them and tell their stories, they remain alive. You remember, my nephew Keon passed away 3 years ago. And he passed on to his next assignment. It was 2017. But I just came across a message that he had sent to me. And it said, "Auntie, you stay doing your thing." When my nephew Azel, aka Chase Biliano, passed away this last December, I had texted him saying, "Look at me, I have a ring light, I have a green screen." And he said, "Auntie, you be looking so vibrant, Auntie. I love you, Auntie. You ain't never lost your beat." Don't ever lose your beat. It's the melody of a song that only you can sing. We are the creations of God's own hands. We are natural born architects. A poem, "We Be Art" by me. We be art, cause we born during the earliest morning hours of civilization. Between crescent moons, flashing stars, and pink early morning suns rising, rising, rising. We be art, cause we roll from the womb like gymnasts, seeking higher altitudes of self-determination. We make a rubber band do what a needle and thread cannot. We can inside out it, upside down it, tie dye it, stir fry it, eat it, and make it one size fits all. Baby, we can shrink it, cut it in half, drip sweat on it, and hang it on the wall, framed in ocean green turquoise stones wrapped in granddaddy's tobacco leaves that whisper. Bleach the flower, dip the seams in rainwater, wake up and create your own reality. Zazel O'Gara, world-renowned dancer choreography, was on the front page of every magazine during the 70s and 80s, Essence Magazine, Hair and Style Magazine, Ebony Magazine. And when she woke up from surgery, she found a group of doctors around her bedside. Her head was bandaged. She had had brain surgery. She said, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" They said, "You will never dance again." She looked them all in the eye at the same time and said, "You say that because you don't know me." She is now the artistic director and CEO of ZCO Dance Project for dancers who dance proudly through varying disabilities. They dance all over the place, and the pandemic has not slowed them down. It's offered them more gigs, increasing confidence and agility, unashamedly, unapologetically, not caring about who's looking at them or what others have to say. Affirmation. One with God, I co-create the life I want to have. One with God, I co-create the life I want to have. Langston Hughes, to fling my arms wide in the face of the sun. Dance, whirl, whirl till the quick day is done. Rest at cool evening, a tall, slim tree. Night falls gentle, black like me. That's my dream. Try not to listen to the voice of who you used to be. Listen to the vibration of who you are becoming. I know you can tell the difference, right? You know why? Because you are the bravest soldier on this journey. So stand in the power of those who planted the very first gardens. Water your roots, hydrate, stay doing your thing. Don't ever lose your beat. You come from pyramid builders and storytellers, and the spirit of Black Moses resides in you. Listen to the voice of your great-great-grandparents saying to you right now, baby, you better recognize. You better act like you know. You got roots that go way back across the ocean, deep down under, roots still growing. Ain't nothing about you a mistake. Water yourself in a daily ritual of prayer and meditation, and eat yourself a bowl of black-eyed peas, and every now and then take you a bite of some hot water cornbread and crunch down on it while you memorize a story from your past and tell it over and over and over again. You come from castor oil and cod liver oil, mercuricome and witch hazel, sand castles near the ocean and acapella voices harmonizing at sunrise. You come from get up and rise up and stand in your power. And so it is, baby, and so it is, honey pie, and so it is. Go back to your roots, seeking the truth of who you were always becoming. Grow forth from your own roots, speaking only the truth of who you are now. Because of you, I exist beyond Southern plantations. Because of you, I know who I be. Magnificent, magnificent, powerfully magnificent, uncontainable, free, dumb, beyond measure. Because of you, I exist. I know about souls speaking from unmarked graves. Your voice is still rising from ocean deep antiquity. Remain proud legacy to carry on. Carry on. Carry on.
Let us go into the sacred place, the place that awaits our presence, the place of comfort, quiet, tranquility. Place that is always saying to us, welcome home. Welcome home to peace. Welcome to more awareness. Welcome to your peace of mind. This moment is an opportunity for you to continue your connection to your spiritual roots, for you to remember the magnificence of who you are. The peace that you are seeking is waiting for you with open arms. The morning light is always here for you, to guide you, to assure you that the peace that surpasses all understanding is right here. Welcome home. Take a deep breath and exhale. And another deep breath. And exhale. In this quiet, you are knowing exactly who you are. Let's relax and release ourselves from all the should-haves, all that you should have done by now, who you should be by now, how you should be by now, and let all of those should-haves dissolve into the ocean of nothingness. You are free now to be yourself. You are lighter and lighter as you release the heaviness. The universe has already handled everything on your behalf. All of who you are is a necessary component on this planet. This is a reminder to let go. Take it easy. Breathe. There in the clearing, in the shade, is a place just for you. A place of non-judgment, a place of fearlessness. A place where the creative genius within you is awakened and honored. The powerful presence that is you and only you arises as you allow yourself to relax into this knowingness and to once again take it easy. You are reconnecting with all of who you are. Let go of the heaviness, the burdens, the worry, no longer yours to carry. Allow your shoulders to let go. Allow your whole self to let go. Allow your feet to reconnect with the holy ground, the sacred ground that upholds you and sustains you and reminds you of who you are. And let's allow ourselves a moment of being gentle with ourselves. As gentle as you would be with a bouquet of fresh flowers from the garden. placing each stem in a fresh container of water. You are also stepping into the calm rivers of life. Everything is calm. Everything is easy. You are just as precious as a newborn. You are just as honored as the elder in the village. You are wide awake with purpose and with determination. You are proud. You are confident. You are a spiritual warrior. Here to be, here to serve, here to receive blessing after blessing, and to gain clarity on your path. You are perfect in the eyes of spirit. You are free to be yourself. Nothing is required of you. You are pure love. You are perfect, whole, and complete. You are daring. You are growing. You are flowing in the waters of life. And all is well. Welcome home. Be still and know that you are blessed beyond measure. You stand proudly in the garden of life, recreating yourself. Yes, you have permission here to recreate yourself over and over and over again. Your divine presence is necessary. Be still and know the power is within you, and you are blessed beyond measure.
Thank you, Gail. Be still and know that you are blessed beyond measure. Gail, I so appreciate and love your gift of storytelling. Auntie, don't ever lose your beat, because we all need it. The world needs it. And it is time for our beat of sacred exchange, our love offering. It's our time, it's our ritual, where we have the opportunity to share, to really, in essence, give back to ourselves. We are the community. We are Unity of New York. And this is the sacred ritual that we perform together every week. Even if you are a pledger, even if you give by mail, by check, right? Let's listen to Leo on just how easy it is to be able to give back to ourselves to sustain Unity of New York, our spiritual home.
There are four ways that you can give back to Unity of New York. You can text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 718-313-3674, or you can mail a check to 225 West 99th Street, New York, New York, 1-800-273-1025, or you can use our website, unityofnewyork.org. Click the Donate tab at the top of the page. And we offer PayPal now, paypal.me/unityofny. That's the way you can give back to your spiritual home.
Thank you, Leo. And as we participate in our ritual every week, we know our offertory affirmation together. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. And for this, we are truly grateful. And so it is. Gail, I am so grateful for your message today, for honoring our ancestors. I know ever since I've known you for many, many years now, that's very important to you, honoring our elders, honoring our ancestors, and for giving a shout out to Mama Evelyn. Mama Evelyn Goodwin Tabb, 90 years young. And wow, Mama Evelyn, I hope you're watching. Whether you are or not, you're going to get the vibes of all this love that we're going to send to you right now. And as we continue to honor Black History Month, even though this month has been designated to honor Black history, we will continue on. I love the African proverb. I think Ayel shared that it is not what you are called, but what you answer to. And Pam Hamilton has answered to her calling to share her gifts. And I would love for Pam to bring it on home with one more nod to Black History Month.
Hey, Unity family. Thank you again so much for celebrating with Gail and I this wonderful Black History Month. It's at the end, but we're only beginning. I'd like to do a song by one of my musical sheroes, the great Miss Nina Simone, where she asks, where she wished, where she wonders. Oh, she wished that she knew how it would feel to be really, truly free. You know what I'm talking about, right? I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round the world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that would keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree man and woman should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I could do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. Well, I wish I could be like a bird up in the sky. How sweet it would be if I found I could fly. Well, I soared to the sun and looked down at the sea. And I sing, cause I know, yes, then I sing, cause I know, yes, I sing, cause I know, hey, cause I sing, oh, I would sing because I know just how it feels, oh, I care.